Now hear this.
That up, because I think it would make a fascinating book. You know, I think of, for example, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking just one guy that I know very well and I've known all my life is Ivan Albright. And the stories I know about Ivan, you know, which are kind of off the record stories. And then I was thinking of something else.
This is an interview with Richard Florsheim, Robert Brown, the interviewer. The date's August 31st, 1971. To begin with, I'd like to ask you how perhaps you got first interested in art. Could you describe things in possibly as early as your childhood that may have led you into a career as an artist?
Well, I think like most artists, you know, you're from the time you're born practically. Sometimes in lectures divide up people between little kids, between two kinds, the kind that just looks at something and that's it, and the little kid who looks at something and tugs at your sleeve and says, hey, look, and the artist comes from the little kid who says, hey, look. So I guess from the beginning, from, as early as I can remember, excuse me, it was important to me to say, hey, look. When I began writing, when I was still writing seriously, I don't mean, you know, writing like a kid, but writing seriously, I guess when I was about 14 or 15 years old. I even put together a little book of poems and short stories, which I published when I was 16 or 17, you know, at my own expense, needless to say, but just a little folder of poems and short stories. And I was very serious about becoming a writer. And I was a very lonely kid and spent a lot of time reading and a lot of time by myself, and I didn't find much, you know, that I could, I had in common with my contemporaries. And when I was a senior in high school, I went to a very good school, the Chicago Latin School, which at that time, I graduated from there, I guess it was in 34, 34 or 35, I don't remember anymore. But at that time, they had really remarkable teachers, and it was a school on a very high level, so I got a whopping good education. I was a darn good student. I was either at the top of my class or next to the top of it all the way through school. And the last year, there was a guy by the name of Crosby Hodgman, who's still around. As a matter of fact, for a while, he was the director of the Museum of the Sonnet, Maine. And I think he's retired now. He must be in his 70s somewhere, but he's still active as a painter and interested. But he was then a young history teacher, and there were only four kids in his history class. And all four of us had already been accepted by colleges. We didn't need to take the history course for college entrance. And he'd gotten interested in painting. So he said, how would you like to turn the history course into a history of art course? And we all said, well, that sounds interesting, and what the heck is that? So we began studying art history under his guidance. And after a few weeks, he said, look, this is ridiculous to study art without having taken a crack at it. And he had, because he was an amateur painter himself, he knew a lot of artists around. And one of them was Aaron Borod, who was then a young guy in his 20s. Aaron's about 10 years older than I am, so if I was 16, he was 26. And nobody had ever heard of him, he never won a prize, he was just beginning. And Crosby arranged Saturday morning classes for us. We'd go to his studio and paint. I think we paid him $1 each Saturday or something like that. And we went out and got ourselves some paint. But before that, I'd done something. I just thought of this. Gosh, I haven't thought of this for 35 years. I thought, well, it'd be kind of interesting to paint a picture. And I saw a vase of flowers that looked nice, and they were all green and white. So I went out to an art supply store, and I bought myself a tube of green paint and a tube of white paint and a brush. And I tried to paint a green and white picture. And, of course, I didn't know what I was doing. I still have that picture. But I laid it out, curiously enough, now as I remember, I took a pencil and I drew it, you know, the way these number pictures are drawn. I drew a whole lot of little areas, and then I filled them in, you know, with alternating green and white areas because I, couldn't figure out what else to do. Well, we began painting in Aaron's studio, and he was very helpful and very nice, and I immediately took to this. This was for me. All the frustrations of writing and the difficulty and laboriousness of it, I found didn't find in painting. It was just natural for me to, and then I got involved up to my ears.